And now for our story. We left a very subtle situation yesterday when Benjamin Carter asked Dr. Benson to tell him about the Max Tilly Kitty Clinic, and then offered to help the distressed clinic with much-needed money. How Carter knew that the clinic was in dire circumstances, we do not know. Apparently, neither did Dr. Benson, who feigned ignorance of this fact and rejected Carter's offer of aid, although Carter assured him that Dr. Benson's friendship was all that he desired in exchange for such help. As we resume our story, it is early evening at the home of Mary and Max.
Max?
Yeah?
Whom do you suppose I saw at the clinic today?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get it. Mrs. Feltenhammer with another baby.
No, right. I want to see Mrs. Brown. And just as I came into the baby's ward, who should be there by the door but Benjamin Carter?
Benjamin Carter? Hey, go on. What's he doing in a baby's clinic?
Well, there's only one answer that I can see. He's found out something about John's affairs.
What? About Doc's affairs? Go on. Doc Benson's the most closed-mouthed guy in this town about his own business.
Oh, I don't care, Max. Carter wasn't there for any good reason.
Yeah, but what can he want with a baby clinic?
Well, that's what I don't know. It's all very strange to me. Benjamin Carter isn't around visiting charity wards for the fun of it.
Oh.
I'm afraid he's trying to take advantage of John's position right now.
Hey, if Carter knew all those notes were outstanding against the clinic, why, he could buy them up and cause plenty of trouble.
But what could he want with the kitty clinic? After all, that isn't the hotel. That's a charitable institution.
Yeah.
I spoke to John on my way out after Carter left, and he's upset about something. He wouldn't say much about what Carter wanted, and I gathered that he wants to think this thing out for himself.
Okay. I guess we got to get this spring water going pretty soon. Things are beginning to tighten up.
Yes, and that brings up another thing I've been wanting to talk to you about.
Just like a music box. Put another nickel in there, and out comes another thing that she wants to talk about. Sounds cute, baby.
Oh, Max, quit fooling. It's about Ben.
Yeah?
I've been trying to find out why he's acting so strange lately.
Well, might as well go to the nut house and talk to a crazy man.
You don't have any idea why he's so mysterious and disagreeable, do you?
Nope. He's just got some nut idea in his head. And when it boils enough, it'll come to the surface, and we'll all know about it. So don't worry about it, Danny. He's young. He's got ideas.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that isn't somebody coming to visit. I wanted us to have a quiet evening at home.
Yeah. Just, well, wait a minute. I'll go answer it.
No, Max, I'll answer it. You'll go into the nursery and see the baby.
Oh, sure. Okay. Say, I got a swell story to tell him tonight. All about Bertie the gun mouse. Say, they'll love it.
Oh, don't you dare tell him that story. It's certainly a problem.
May.
What happened?
May, I need you. Wait, Max. It's important. I didn't know what's going to happen. You better help me. It's Danny. It's everything.
Well, Danny, what's wrong? Of course we'll help you. Come on, sit down and get some breath now.
No, May, I got to get it off my mind. It's not shaking. Holy Moses, I'll bust if I don't. May, I can't do a thing with Danny. He won't say a word to me about what ails him, and him and Phyllis are fighting all the time. I tell you, it's disgraceful.
Well, Daddy, do you think it's all Danny's fault?
Well, I don't know, May.
But why won't he speak to Phyllis?
Sometimes I think he's losing his mind. Then again, I think he's getting sharper every day. If he's up to some deviltry, I just bet that. It's just like he used to be when he was a boy and snuck off to build a cave when I wanted him to run errands around the hotel.
Oh, I've tried to talk to Danny lately, but it seems so. He's quite businesslike. That's what makes it so hard to understand him.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Phyllis says he's just polite and cool and walks out on her when she nags him. Of course, that's what I blame her now for nagging him. Now, no man like that.
No, Phyllis won't get anywhere that way. Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Danny in the library a good deal lately?
Yes, I have.
And talking to all sorts of people about town?
Well, what do you know about all this?
And dropping by the hotel at different times of the day?
Wait, good night, sakes, and holy Moses, when did you become a detective, Mary?
Oh, I didn't, Daddy, but I've seen several things and going about my business in town, and I've heard remarks, and Danny's manner said things, and well, I put them together, and they can only mean that Danny's working for somebody and doesn't want anybody to know.
Well, how'd you figure that, Mary? That's the way I figure.
Well, I think all we can do, as Max says, is wait until he gets ready to boil and it'll all come out.
Maybe, but I can't wait. I got to have Danny do a little errand for me, and he won't let him now.
What kind of an errand is it, Daddy?
Well, you see, it's something I ought to told you about, Mary, but I just thought I'd find it. And then when Max comes and tells me we got to hurry and get the scratch of spring water on the market to save the clinic, well, it begins to look pretty bad.
You mean about the property where the springs are?
Mary, maybe you got an idea. I can't find the deed to that property to save my life. I've looked high and low, and I know I've put it somewhere.
Yes. I know it's missing.
You know? How did you know that it was missing?
Well, John Fowler came over the other morning and told me.
That old fossil sneaking around behind my back and...
Now, Daddy, Mr. Fowler's just as much worried as you are, and he does have the responsibility of all those thousands of dollars of everybody, and... If he goes ahead and builds a hotel and they find it's on Carter's land, why...
Yeah, I thought about that. But, Mary, I know that deed someplace. What I can't remember is if I left it in the hotel papers when Carter took over.
Oh, Daddy, I hope not. Do you suppose Carter would do anything with it if he found it?
That darn skunk is liable to do anything. But Mary, is Max away tonight?
No, he's in with the baby, putting him asleep with the stars.
Wait. You keep him in there for a while. I asked Danny to stop around and sneak around the Stratford Arms Hotel to see if he could find if I left the deed there. But that lame little hunchback, he's been acting so crazy-like lately, I don't know if I can trust him.
Was Danny coming over here tonight, Dad?
Yeah, I told him to come over here.
Yeah?
Here's Max now. Now, don't say anything about the deed or the clinic.
Well, hi, Daddy. Oh, very well, how are you?
Fine, Max. How's your big business, man?
Oh, fine, Daddy. Full of pep and vinegar, as the saying goes.
Max, did you get the prince to sleep?
Well, sure. Now, who's that at the door? Well, I'll go see.
No, Max, I'll answer.
Huh?
Maybe you'd better take a last look at the prince to be sure now and turn off the light.
What do you mean, Kirk? What do you mean? Hey, when I put them to sleep, they stay asleep. You know, Jimmy says, Daddy, Max, did the big bad wolf get the jackpot? And I says, no, Jimmy, he broke the machine with his little hat.
Oh,
yeah, I'm coming. Boy, such excited bell in his ears.
Hiya, Matt. Hiya. Where's Daddy? Oh, I got great news. Where is it?
Oh, boy, like a big draft. Oh. Well, come on in. Daddy's inside with Mary. Come on, come on.
Boy, I didn't find any old papers around here. But look at this.
Huh?
A contract, a job. I'm an executive now.
Why,
sir, yes, sir. I got my own business. But, the thing I've been wanting for weeks is my own business.
Oh, Danny, calm down and tell us about it. We thought you were coming here with other news.
Oh, I didn't find any of throwing old papers around the hotel, Daddy.
Huh?
Oh, but who cares? Who cares about the old papers? Look, Daddy, I'm in the publicity business now.
Yes, sir.
They'll run my stuff in newspapers all over the country.
Well, say, that's well, Danny.
It sounds nice, Danny.
Yes. Now who's the dumb bell around this town? I got it all on my own, too. And I got $50 a week, and I got a contract here that says they can't fire me, only if the work becomes bad. And don't get in the papers. But I'm not afraid of that. Maybe I can get other business, too.
Well, you Ninny, will you stop long enough to tell us who you're working for? Who's your boss?
Well, you see, well, he's not exactly my boss. It's a contract.
Huh?
Yeah, I dig up the facts. It's publicity for the hotel, the Stratford Southern Arms.
You mean
Carter? Oh, Benjamin Carter.
Well, Benjamin Carter pays me, but it's for his hotel company, you see. It's not the same as working for him direct.
Danny, that don't make no difference. Carter's using you to beat me, and you can't take that job.
Oh, but Mary, yeah. Oh, you say something to me. I gotta take it. It's my first business deal. I can't give it up now.
Well, Danny, maybe you don't understand all the things about affairs between your father and Carter, but Daddy understands. If I were you, I'd not go into it just yet, Danny.
Mary, you siding with Daddy? Why, you're the one I thought would see. Well, you see how sensible this is. I'm not. Now, you see I'm right, don't you?
Well, now, Danny, from what I can see, Carter is a skunk. But why not make a little money off of him if you can? Now, I'd say let him do it, Daddy. You'll probably be the first person who ever made money off of Carter.
Sure. See, here it is. In this folder?
Yeah.
It's all about the Stratford Southern Arms Hotel.
It's all about you, Daddy. Mm-hmm. About the family and how they built it and how Grandpa Stratford came to the springs with the Indians to heal himself. Oh, I dug it all up, and I got a job until the new hotel's ready.
Granny, I can't tell you why right now, but there's reasons why you must give it up. You got to do it, son.
Oh,
is that right, Mae?
Well, I can't say, Daddy, but only I know that whatever your reasons are, they're right.
All right, then. You've got to tell me the reasons. Now.
I can't, Granny.
Not now. Well, I don't believe it, Daddy. This is my opportunity. And I'm going to take it. I don't care what any of you say. And goodbye.
I can't help it. I got to agree with Danny, Pop. The kid's 21 and he's a minor. He knows what he can do.
Well, while Max got a bit confused there, at least about the difference between a minor and one over 21, it is evident that he doesn't agree with Daddy Stratford and Mary about Danny giving up the job. What will Danny finally do about the publicity job? Obey his father or go over to Benjamin Carter? Be sure to listen in at the same time tomorrow for a most exciting episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.